Welcome to the Ronald Reagan podcast series, Words to Live By, hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan, in essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. The White House Press Secretary is a senior White House official whose primary responsibility is to act as spokesperson for the entire branch of the federal government of the United States, especially with regard to the president, senior aides and executives, as well as government policies. The press secretary is responsible for collecting information about actions and events within the president's administration and issues the administration's reactions to developments around the world. The press secretary interacts with the media and the White House press corps on a daily basis. President Reagan selected James Brady for his first White House press secretary. Just 40 when Ronald Reagan gave James Brady the White House job, he had already served as a spokesman for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Office of Management and Budget, and the Pentagon, and for the failed presidential campaign of Texas Republican John Connally. Exactly 2 months into the job, on March 21, 1981, President Reagan joined in the fun during a roast in honor of Press Secretary Brady. Let's listen.
I just have to tell you that, Jim, we've been looking all over for you. Headline news breaking all around us. I've declared martial law, dismissed the Congress. And here I find you fraternizing. I understand that this is something in the nature of, well, shall we say, a roast. And I don't know whether Jim is prepared for that yet or not. Here you are. Therefore, I would like to ask all of you, you know, there's still a long way to go on the honeymoon, and Nancy says he's Y&H. So, even though it's a roast, that means young and handsome. So, please be gentle. And, Jim, you're not to take seriously anything they say. As a matter of fact, don't take anything seriously that I've said so far. But I will be serious for a minute. I think that this is born out of a respect and affection that is widespread among these people and which you have earned. And let's cancel the lottery. Or were you going to promise that later?
I didn't want to make any unilateral concessions, but I knew him and his wife.
Well, that's one of the major decisions we've made. We got some minor things going on, like El Salvador and Afghanistan and so forth. But you can see that when it comes to the big decisions, we make them fast and hard. Well, anyway, I'm glad that we could drop by here, and I'm glad that you're all doing this.
Thank you.
And I'm very glad that Jim is where he is, and I mean that seriously, in our administration. Enjoy, we're on our way to Ford Theater.
More from Ronald Reagan after this message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself, and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Just 9 days later, on March 30th, 1981, President Reagan went to the Washington Hilton Hotel for a speech to the Construction Trades Council. Upon concluding the speech, President Reagan, Jim Brady, and others left the hotel, where John Hinckley Jr. was waiting to assassinate the president. In addition to hitting the president, John Hinckley's bullets also struck Jim Brady in the head, Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy in the chest, and policeman Tom Delahanty in the neck. Tim McCarthy and Tom Delahanty fully recovered, but James Brady's life changed forever that day. When Hinckley's first bullet pierced Jim Brady's forehead, he fell face down on a sidewalk grate. The devastator bullet burst into 20 to 30 fragments, the largest of which lodged in Brady's brain. Most major broadcast outlets reported that James Brady had died. Although he didn't die, the damage was severe. He lost the use of his left arm, and for days he could barely speak. He had trouble recognizing faces and was confused. But he worked doggedly and good-humoredly at his rehabilitation, eventually regaining his powers of speech. "You've got to persevere," he told NBC News in 1986. "Persevere and keep your sense of humor. They couldn't shoot that away." Following the shooting, although it was clear Jim Brady could never return to work, President Reagan made the decision that Jim Brady would keep the title of White House Press Secretary for as long as Ronald Reagan remained president. In 1982, President Reagan established the James S. Brady Presidential Foundation. The foundation was created to provide financial assistance for those hurt in assassination attempts on government leaders. And also in 1982, when Jim Brady became the recipient of the Lincoln Award of the United Republican Fund, President Reagan called to congratulate him. James Brady and his wife Sarah went on to become very active in gun control policy. He is the only White House spokesperson to have a federal law bear his name, the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 1993, which required a waiting period for FBI background checks of handgun purchasers. In 1996, President Bill Clinton awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award in American life. And on February 11, 2000, under President George W. Bush, the White House press room was renamed after Jim Brady. Thank you for listening. You can find many of President Reagan's speeches, including both inaugural addresses, on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Reagan Foundation. Thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Till next week, thanks for listening and God bless you.
Don't forget to subscribe to A Reagan Forum podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of A Reagan Forum come out every Thursday. Like what you hear? Check out our Words to Live By podcast, featuring radio addresses and speeches Ronald Reagan delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. New episodes drop every Tuesday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.